Yeah, nowhere to hide now.
We're getting media attention because of our father, not because of the job we're doing, but, you know, for too long, maybe they'll be interviewing us just for, because, you know, I'm Rob Ryan, that's Rex Ryan. Just happen to be Coach Ryan's sons.
Oh, well, you know, it's a big deal. Earlier, they used to call the secretary and say, Coach Ryan's calling Coach Ryan, you know. They got a big kick out of that, yeah.
Your dad, the legendary Buddy Ryan, of course. How much did you take from him as far as not just your coaching styles, but the competitive natures of the way you are?
I think that it's just like anything else. You inherit certain things, different traits from your parents and things, but that's there's a couple things that we obviously inherited in the competitive, you know, fire and all that type of stuff, obviously, that my dad had has trickled down to us in, you know, those kind of, you know, that fighting spirit and things. And we've had an unusual ability to have guys want to play for us. You know, we obviously inherited that from our dad as well.
And Rob, Rex was talking about it the other night that you guys used to do some damage on the recruiting trail when you guys were in the college ranks, that the Ryan, everybody knew when the Ryan brothers were coming around.
Oh, yeah, and that's, you know, all the other coaches would start crying because, you know, we know the lifeline of any program, whether it be pro or college, is the players. So, you know, we were going to do whatever we could to have a team full of good football players, and we were excellent recruiters.
How special is it for you guys to come back to Indy, to the Combine every year, and reunite? I know you guys are close and spend a lot of time together in the off season, but this is a time where you're doing the family business, and every year you know it's on the calendar.
Yeah, you know, you look forward to it, and it gives you, you know, obviously you'll spend time, you know, watching players together, sometimes not as much as others. There'll be different meetings that he'll have with his team and me as well. But, you know, even in, you know, in the evenings, you go out and eat dinner and things like that. Maybe have a, you know, a beer or a soft drink. Okay, a beer. But I think, you know, it's just great to spend time with, you know, with each other, and then, you know, some friends that we've worked with other teams as well.
Did you ever think that? That's my last question, Rob. Did you ever think when you guys were growing up in Toronto and Chicago that this is where we would be so many years later?
I mean, for whatever reason, I've always been a big dreamer, but I always pictured this where we, you know, would be. I know we used to come, you know, when my father was coaching, we were just in college, you know, as students, and we'd still make it out here, and we just kind of found a way to finally get a chance, and now we keep doing it, and hopefully our kids will be doing this one year too. I know Seth's going to get into coaching, and so is my son Matthew, so we just want to carry on that tradition, and for whatever reason, I always kind of knew we'd end up here, and just it's been awesome.
Well, we thank you so much for your time. We know you got to go inside and take in the weigh-ins, and then maybe you guys can get after it a little bit.
Yeah, I don't see that happening. I'm not on that bench this year. I don't think we'll miss that one.
We already did that. And plus, the last time you did that 225, you did have that thing coming out of your head like you were going to get it. He was going to toughen it out because everybody was watching. But I did see a blood vessel pop in his head.
Pop that kid. I was like, this is a little heavier than I thought.
That's right.
I remember.